Riverdale won a non-conference softball game at Ithaca, heard on the radio yesterday. 5-2 was the final score. It was a good competitive game throughout, with the Chieftains scoring three runs in the third. Ithaca Weston countered with single runs in the third and fourth frames. Leading 3-2 in the top of the seventh, Riverdale added two insurance runs with a two-run home run by Elaine Olson. She was 2-for-4 with three RBIs for the game. Macy McKay was 2-for-4 and was the winning pitcher after going the distance with six strikeouts, six walks, and yielding five hits. For Ithaca Weston, J.C. Maxwell suffered the pitching loss after striking out eight and walking four while giving up five hits. The leading hitters for Ithaca Weston were Haley McGlynn, who was 2-for-3 with a walk and a sacrifice. Maxwell was 2-for-3 with a walk. Jaden Boland was 1-for-3. And Maylee Plemer walked twice and scored a run. With the 5-2 win, Riverdale is now 8-3 overall and will return to conference action at Fenimore on Thursday. It was the first loss of the season for Ithaca Weston, as they are now 7-1, and they will host Kickapoo coming up on Friday. Elsewhere last night, it was Hillsboro 5-4 over Cashton in eight innings, and Lafarge beat Wonewoc 7-1, Royal 6-2 over DeSoto. Richland Center got back on the winning track in the conference with a 10-0 win over Lancaster. It was River Valley getting by Dodgeville 7-3, and Prairie du Chien edged Platteville by a score of 2-1. Darlington 11, Southwestern 5, Iowa Grant 5-4 over Fenimore among the softball games. The Riverdale varsity baseball team picked up an important 14-2 win over Darlington in SWAL conference play last night. Eli Campbell pitched a complete game, striking out seven and giving up just three hits to pick up the win. Henry Drone would go 3-for-4, while Bevan Dennis was 2-for-2. Owen Blankenship would drive in three runs, while Conlon Walsh would score three runs. The Chieftains are now 7-4 on the season, 5-2 in conference play. Riverdale will host Fenimore this Friday in a big SWAL conference game. In other contests last night, Boscobel with a nice win against Cuba City, 3-1 the final score, and Mineral Point edged Southwestern, score of 1-0. In Southwest Conference action, River Valley got a win against Prairie du Chien. Final score was 2-1. Richland Center on the road at La Crosse, or in La Crosse yesterday, lost to Logan. Final score was 11-7. Pecatonica 9-1 over Highland. Hillsboro 5-4 over Cashton. Wonewoc Center beat Lafarge 11-1 in six innings. DeSoto 11-1 over Royal in six innings. Westby 13, Bangor nothing. It was Belmont 9, River Ridge 4. Potosi Cassville beat Schulzburg Benton. Final score of 7-1. In girls soccer, Dodge Point and River Valley played to a scoreless tie in Southwest Conference girls soccer. Richland Center hosted a mid-season Southwest Conference meet yesterday at the Richland Center facility. Top five finishers from Richland Center included Duncan Harper, first in the 100-meter dash, also with a time of 11:49, second in the 300 hurdles, and Duncan was first in the long jump competition. Bronson Perkins finished third with a 100, Harrison Carpenter third in the 800 run, Owen Dreyer, first place finisher with a 1,600 and 3,200 runs yesterday, the freshman taking first in two events. Robert Budden was third in the 1,600. Kiernan Culver, fifth with a 1,600 run, third in the 3,200. Ryan Stadler was fourth in the 3,200. And Devin Woodhouse with another first place finish in the pole vault with a vault of 13 feet, which was tops for yesterday in the boys' competition. River Valley's Virgil Villop was second in the 100-meter dash. Austin Diedrich, third in the 200. Jacob Wagner in the 400 was fifth. Eli Saperstein took fourth with a 300-hurdle race. And Grady Graham, fourth in shot put and first in discus for the River Valley track team. Also, there were a few of the relay teams that did well. River Valley's 4x1 was third. Virgil Villip, James Dibert, Cameron Lilla, and Gavin Abbott ran that for River Valley. Richland Center's relay teams, fifth place finish for the 4x2, Sean Adams, Killian Stanley, Dane Schwartz, and Lucas Duran. And the 4x4 took second behind Dodge Point yesterday. That was David Budden, also Kamani Gullins, and Dane Schwartz, along with Robert Budden. The girls' competition yesterday, Charlie Bailey with Richland Center with a second place in the 400, fourth in the 100. Adeline Wirtz, third with a 200 run. Pearl Fretz took a third with her 400 run and third in the 800. Rachel Waterfall, 1600 run, finished third. Chloe Hying was third with a 100-meter hurdle race. Lacey Allball third in the 300 hurdles. And Danica Pauls took a third in high jump and finished first in pole vault. For River Valley, Brooklyn White second in the 300 hurdles and in high jump. Caitlin Sobranek with a long jump fifth place finish. Reagan Sackett second in triple jump. Madalena Canelli with a fifth place in the triple jump. Braylon Taft, second in discus. And Presley Montre was fourth with the discus. Also, River Valley's 4x2 finished second. That was Gina Klein, Reagan Sackett, Presley Montre, and also Brooklyn White. Richland Center's 4x4 relay team finished in first place. That was Lacey Allball, Pearl Fretz, Riley Banker, and Adeline Wirtz. And in the race for the 4x8, Richland Center finished second, and that was Adeline Lawless, Rachel Waterfall, Ava Gottschall, and Lacey Allball. Also, Richland Sports Medicine nominating and also announcing its winners for the Athlete of the Month awards. Recent winners were Kaylee Carter of Riverdale Track, she is a senior, and Riverdale baseball player Ethan Cagle, who is a junior. Congratulations to Kaylee and Ethan for being recognized for their efforts from Richland Sports Medicine, courtesy of the Richland Hospital. And Tuesday night, Quail Run men's golf action, week number 2. Some good scores. Aaron Halverson led the way with a 36, including a birdie on hole 2 and hole 3. Steve Savina with a 40 and 41s for Jim Nelson, Neil Mahoney, Eli Cannon, and Pat Keegan. Jim Nelson birdied hole 1 and hole 7, and Eli Cannon birdied hole 1. Other golfers with holes played under par, Tony Doherty with a birdie on hole 1 and hole 2, Ethan Hafner with a birdie on hole 3, Peter Lawrence birdied hole 3, and flag prize winners, Grant Worthington, longest drive on hole 2, Ken Hansen had the closest to the pin on hole 3, Jim Nelson closest third shot on hole 4, and Ethan Hafner had the longest putt on hole 6 and the closest second shot on hole 8 during Quail Run Tuesday Men's Golf League action. The Brewers got their first homer in just a little bit over a week, but a lot more than that. A 13-2 easy win over Arizona last night. Sal Frelick hit the ball out of the park. Tyler Black had 3 hits and 3 runs batted in, and starter Chad Patrick earned the win. Though he had a scary moment for a stretch early in that game where he lost his vision.
I feel good. I had a little scare there in the second inning. I was pretty worried for myself for a second, but everything feels normal. So just felt like I couldn't see for a good 15, 20 seconds. And I was like, you know, that's why I took my hat off and everything. So I feel good, though.
Milwaukee scored 8 times in the 6th inning. Here's manager Pat Murphy.
There's some great bats in that inning. That's staying relentless. You know, you give up 2 and then you come back. That's kind of the mentality you want. And these guys pull together and get themselves to first in all different ways. I was really impressed with that.
Brewers play again today, game 2 of the series. Brandon Sprout will get the start in series number 2, or game number 2 of the series. Elsewhere in the National League, Miami 2-1 over the Dodgers. The Cubs beat San Diego 8-3. Mets 8, Washington nothing. St. Louis 11-7 over Pittsburgh. Cincinnati 7 and Colorado 2. And Philadelphia 7-0 over San Francisco. In the American League, Tampa Bay 1, Cleveland nothing. Baltimore 5-3 over Houston. Toronto 3, Boston nothing. The White Sox 5-2 winners against the Angels. Seattle 7, Minnesota 1. The Yankees 3-2 over Texas. Kansas City 4, and the Athletics 1. Atlanta beat Detroit by a score of 5-2. Also in sports from the state of Wisconsin scene, a busy offseason continues for Wisconsin women's basketball coach Robin Pinkton. She's already added 4 players through the transfer portal, and now she is bringing Julie Ford onto the staff. Ford will be entering her 7th year as a college coach. She worked with Pinkton at Missouri, and after a year coaching at Grand Canyon University, she will rejoin her former mentor, this time at Wisconsin. A weaker schedule and some promising prospects suggest Wisconsin football will have more wins than the 4 it put up last season. The 4-8 record was the worst for the Badgers in 35 years. BetMGM is projecting 6.5 wins this time. The effort starts with a game at Lambeau Field against Notre Dame. The odds makers think Wisconsin will top the 6.5 plateau in wins. And last week's 2026 NFL draft set a record for attendance at about 805,000 people. But viewership was down. An estimated crowd of 600,000 were in Green Bay last year for the 2025 NFL draft, the 3rd biggest crowd in draft history. The event hosted by Pittsburgh drew 13.2 million viewers, about 400,000 fewer than a year ago. That is an update on sports today. I am Phil Neal.